Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight, and I do mean exciting. Of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and I just love saying that, and I love when my crowd goes, yay, woo, ah, woo, woo. We have an exciting show for you tonight on Friday, October the 9th, 2015. And if you want to listen in to the show, please dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. Or if you want to view our sound and image board, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and then you will be on our show. And if you want to write me, as always, you can write me at Don S. McClure at dsmpublications.net. And if you want to make your support known, you can go to that website and you can buy one of my great books or just make a donation. And either way, that site is www.dsmpublications.net. Send a shout out to all of my fans, friends, and supporters and listeners. And every Friday, I am so glad that you tune in. And if you want to purchase my books and support my projects, like I said, you can do that because that's a great thing. I got to send a special, and I do mean a special shout out to Angie Ransom Jones, who will be a guest on my show and will be talking about her new book. And that's going to be in a week from now after I have an interview with Michelle Anderson the following week. Is the dynamic Angie Ransom Jones. So I want to send a shout out for her. She's from Dallas. And if I forgot anyone, then please forgive me. Oh, I got to send a special shout out to Iowa. Pastor Yolanda Black, she asked me to play Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, so I'm going to play that on my show. And we have reached, okay, can my producer give me the drum roll? Broom, 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 broom. That's a terrible drum roll, Don. We have reached 124,075 people. Man, we are growing. And yes, I owe Renee Gibson a dinner because she told me I would make over 100,000, and we've made that. Then she said 150,000, so we're probably going to make that. And I got a nice email from a young lady in Wichita, Kansas. I had to think about that, where that was from. She said, she listens to the show every Friday, and she knows that I'm going to take Renee Gibson in Chicago out for dinner for our bet. But she says she thinks we're going to make $175,000, and if I do, would I come to Wichita, Kansas, and go out to dinner with her and take pictures, bet at her girlfriend that I would reach that level and that she would have a dinner with the great Don S. McClure and that she was going to take me, listen to this, ladies, take me to a really nice restaurant to celebrate me making 175 listeners, 175,000. Can you believe that? Man, I love it. That's like the young lady, Angie, or Angel, in New York, who sends me all my great T-shirts that says, Don S. McClure, the hardest working author you should get to know. Man, my fans are the best. Well, we will continue to create a lot of great new programs and projects to help cities across America. And I got to send a special shout out to my nephew, Marvin McClure Jr. He is the oldest son of my brother. And I want to send happy birthday to him because I am wild about that guy. And I think he's one of the directors at the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. So I got to send a great shout out to him. Tonight, our show's subject, pros and cons of self-publishing. So you want to write a book, and we're going to talk about that. Do you really understand what it means to be a self-published author? So we're going to come back to that. My board is lit up with phone numbers dialing in, and I am appreciative of that. We're going to start a track out called Lady that the Commodores sing with Lionel Richie. And I was just in a store the other day, Menards, as a matter of fact, and they were playing that, and I was dancing down the aisles, and I got to the checkout register. And the young ladies were standing in line, and they were waiting for a customer. And they kind of looked a little bit sad. And one of them said, can I help you? And I said, lady. And they started laughing, and the song was still playing. And I said, you make me so happy. And they said, oh, you are such a great customer. And I said, yeah, I know that was a corny joke. I just kill some of the corniest jokes in the world. Anyway, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. The number's 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, and we're going to start the show off with Lady, and that's dedicated to all you ladies out there. Lady, okay, all right, I won't sing. But let me get this track on.
Baby, you're gonna save my life.
just thinking about that other day I was in the store. Man, I had that basket, and I was pushing it, and I was going, da, 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 moving my feet, and then I was trying to get the other clerk to start dancing with me. Da, 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 da. Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only on a Friday, on the 9th of October. You can reach me by dialing 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in. And then I like that song. I truly like Lionel Richie. I mean, that song was just in my head. And can you imagine the clerks dancing with me and we all just singing? Man, I'm going to go on that lip sync show one day with LL Cool J. I had a chance to watch that last night, Joe, and tell you about that. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and tonight we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of being a self-published author, or actually just going into the self-published business. We're going to talk about that on the internet. If you type in on Google my name, Don S. McClure, it will show you that the show is listed tonight, and it's going to say that the advice is coming from the one and only Don S. McClure. You're really going to enjoy that, too. So you want to write a book. I get a lot of emails and get a lot of people ask me about that subject, and I always ask them, do you really understand what it means to be a self-published author? And again, like I say, stay close to your seat. I want you to get your pens and paper, because we're going to talk about the word self-published, and then tonight you shouldn't have any doubt about how you want to be a self-published author and why you want to do it. And I'm going to be looking forward to getting your next book. I'm going to play this next track by Kurt Whalum and Wendy Moulton. It was a Stevie Wonder song. And, of course, we always play a little bit before we get into our subject matter. So stick around with us. We got some more great music to play for you. And, again, did you know I used to sing with some of these groups and people that play? They used to hire me to come in and sing in the recording studio to replace somebody. And my producer, Jay Spirit, said, sorry. I said, no, I kid you not, man. I sang with the Commodores, a lot of them. All right, let me play this track by Kurt Whalum and Wendy Moulton, and we're going to talk more about our subject in just a few minutes. But right now, we got a good track to play by Kurt Whalum, who was born in Memphis, Tennessee. His brother is a very good friend of mine. I like him a lot. He's a great guy. He's a pastor, too. So let's play this track by Wendy Moulton, who's from Memphis, Kurt Whalum from Memphis, and is dedicated to the whole community in Memphis, Tennessee.
To be all that matters.
you're talking about a track. That's Wendy Moulton and Kurt Whalum. And every time I play that, I just feel so good. Like, ooh, Don, all I do is think about you. My mother used to say, and I say that all the time, I would say, Don, do you think the whole world loves you? I say, yes, Mother. Yes, yes, they do. Oh, man, I like that track, though. That's Kurt Whalum and Wendy Moulton. That was originally written by Stevie Wonder. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show on a Friday, and the number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen into the show all over the United States, Mexico, Canada, wherever you got a phone. Even if you're in jail, you can still hear me. Oh, man, that is truly, truly amazing. And again, that was a really great song. That was Wendy Moulton and Kurt Franklin from Memphis. And I dedicated that to all the Memphis people, and especially to Sharon Cottrell. I'm sending out my kisses all over the world. And my hands just keep saying, Don, quit kissing me. Dad. Oh, man. We usually start our conversation about the topic. We start that at 7:30. So we're going to talk about that at 7:30. But we're talking about tonight the pros and cons of being an author. And you're really going to like what we talk about. It's really good. We're going to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got more great music before we get to our subject. And, of course, I'm going to play a PSA by my main man, Denzel Washington, and he's talking about Boys and Girls Clubs. And actually, I support them. I really do. So I think you need to dig in your pocket and support some of these nonprofit organizations that I talk about on my show, because they're really good, they're really struggling, and they want your support. And so it's called Gifting Forward. So just dig in them pockets and give forward. And stop giving backwards. Just give forward. Give somebody something. Dad, do whatever. Give them an apple pie or something.
It's 3 p.m. For 50 million kids across America, school's out. And for a third of these kids, they're out on their own. Out with nothing to do and nowhere to go. Gives a whole new meaning to the 3 o'clock bell, doesn't it? It's time to support the Boys and Girls Clubs. Visit greatfutures.org.
And that was my main man, Denzel Washington. And I got to send a special shout-out to Tahara Shaw. She was in Dallas, Texas, visiting. And from my understanding, she's back on the plane, headed back to Memphis. So I hope she arrives safely, because that is my understudy. And she's going to turn out to be a great author one day. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am, the one and only. The only one that God even says, Don, what the heck am I going to do with you? Oh, man, that is crazy. I'm going to play this last track before we get to our subject matter. The time is 7:22, and it's a track that's dear to my heart and probably dear to a lot of hearts. You know what, when you see your old boyfriend and you know you messed up, ladies, and you want him back, and you're like, you know what? We were good friends. We were good lovers. We ate really good together, and I fired you, and I wish I hadn't. Oh, man. Anyway, it's a track that I've been dying to play for a long time by Phyllis Hyman, and it's called Old Friend. And I was just searching the internet for this truly great track, and I couldn't find it. And then the other day, while I was in the studio working, I found it, and I just played it 850 times to my producer, J.B. Spirit, said, Don, please. I hope you found whoever the heck it was you looking for. I say, man, please, this is a song. Matter of fact, I'm going to play this for you so you can get an understanding. But listen to the words in this. I mean, oh, just get your broom, get your pillow, get your telephone, go in there and dial him up and say, baby, I miss you. I want you back. Oh, man. I'm just kidding, ladies. Don't do that. But listen to the song. It is a good song. It's by Phyllis Hyman called Old Friend. Then we're going to jump from that, and we're going to talk about our subject matter.
what about you? The years of tears, the laughter, things we used to do. Our memories that hold me like a sunny day. You touch my life in such a special way. I miss the way you ran your fingers through my hair. Those crazy nights we cuddled in your easy chair. Oh no, I won't let foolish pride turn you away. I'll take you back whatever price I pay. My heart welcomes you back home again. Remember those romantic walks we used to take? You held my hand in such a way my knees would shake. You can't I've never loved someone as I love you. Oh, friend, it's so nice to feel you hold me again. Oh, it doesn't matter where you have been. My heart welcomes you back.
Song that just made me cry all over my keyboard. I remember that little 10-year-old girl I used to date when I was 10, and she said, Don, I'm glad you're back so I can have some more ice cream. Oh, friend. Oh, man. And that girl jipped me out my ice cream cone. Tell me, I'm glad to see you back again. I guess so. You got a lot of free Haagen-Dazs. Oh, man. That's a beautiful song. That's by Phyllis Hyman, called Old Friends. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, man. And I just, I got to stop sniffling because I tell you, I was crying up a storm, man. My glasses was fogged up thinking about the little ice cream girl. And my therapist, Dr. Casey, Don, stop thinking about that ice cream. I said, okay, all right. But when I play them songs, I just hear it. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Tonight, we are talking about the pros and cons of self-publishing. So you want to write a book. All right, get your notepads, because we're going to talk about this on a serious basis. Do you really understand what it means to be a self-published author? A lot of times, are we being taken advantage of as new authors because we don't know where to start or what to do? Why do I want to write a book in the first place? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Do I have the desire to become an author? That's the second question. Or do I just want to write a book? Then the question comes in and says, how much should I pay and what should I expect as a self-published author? Now, let's start with that. It's looking at this thing, let's write the words in big letters, self. The reason why self-publishing started in the first place, because a lot of writers sending in their manuscripts to the 20 or 30 or maybe even 50 publishing houses that were out there, and a lot of them were being rejected because they didn't have good work, not because they didn't work on what they were doing, their manuscript, but it was so many people approaching the publishing houses that they only could take a few, and they tried to work with the names they recognized or the people that they knew who referred the book. And the publishing industry had became kind of closed door, so it was hard for anybody to get into the industry. So with them having so many manuscripts coming in, some of the people decided to go to what they call self-publishing. Now, when you went into self-publishing, it's just like home repair. You can either hire a real electrician or a real plumber, or you could do it yourself. The thing that people didn't realize was you were taking the place of the publishing house. The publishing house had a contract with a writer, percentage of their book. They would handle everything for the actual author, which means that they had the editors, they had the cover design people, they would have production meetings. They would tell the author where he's going to go to speak, how they would handle the book, and they would do all the mass marketing and get him on TV shows. Well, when you became the self-published author writing your book, you became the publishing house, which means you were going to be responsible for content, you were going to be responsible for the cover, you were going to be responsible for the marketing, you were going to be responsible for the design and how many shows you could get on and where you sold your book and what your price point was. The publishing house handled the price points for authors. When you don't have the publishing house, then you have to decide on how much is my book worth and why. So you need to have a production meeting in your head or with your girlfriend or with your cousin or whoever, or find a consultant, someone you could talk to about the book publishing business that's realistic. Now let's go back to the word self. You're a self-published author. That means everything is going to come up under your name, your success, and your effort and your attitude. So if you understand what a self-published author is, you are becoming the publishing house. So you first got to start with the whole fact of saying, why am I writing a book? Do I really believe my book will sell? And what drove me to want to be a writer, not an author, but a writer, deciding to be a real author, like the ones that you read about. Then you're deciding that you want to go into this to write more than one book. You have a bunch of ideas that you want to put on paper that you really believe will either inspire people, direct people, or just impress yourself. And there's nothing wrong with that. You decide, I just want to write a book because I feel I have something to say. So you're not expecting it to become a million-dollar seller because that's not why you wrote it. Now, let's go back to the things about self-publishing. The first thing is to understand you're going to be a self-published author and you don't have a publishing house. How many pages in a book should you be able to write? When I first went into the book industry, I went to the library and I did a lot of research and I spent a lot of time. And I asked, consider when I'm lecturing, one of the most simplest questions, and it sounds silly, but I asked the question of what is a book? After I found the definition of what a book is, I said, how many pages go into a book? The research shows that if you're going to write an autobiography, your own autobiography, it shouldn't be any more than 440 pages. 440 pages should be the max for your book if you're going to write an autobiography. Actually, it could be 400, it could be 350. But you don't want to go past 400. The reason why they say that, because when you start getting into books that are longer than 440 pages, then you're writing things like Gone with the Wind, and it's going to take the readers a longer time to read your book, and more than likely your name is not out there, so you've got a book that's too long to read. And a lot of people, no matter what they think, you don't need to do a book over Good Wings, Fallen Angels. I actually wrote that book. It took me 90 days. I spent 8 hours a day in the library, designing, writing, going back, looking at it. Got some friends of mine to do the editing, which was not the greatest idea in the world, but they still helped out. Now, I took the cover to my book because I understood that I was now the publisher. That's what self-publishing is. And after I designed my cover with the help of a company that I use in Nashville, Tennessee, that I've been with this company for 9 years buying art, I get the art from the same place that the advertising agencies and a lot of other art companies and art houses buy their art from. So I knew what I wanted to look for, and I happened to know which companies I needed to connect with. Since the newer author is becoming self-published and he knows he has to have a cover, he's not sure where to even get the cover from. So he usually spends a lot of money getting somebody to graphically design his cover or talk about designing his cover. But are you sure they're the right people that's even done covers? And does it fit with what you're writing? So again, when you become the self-published author, you're taking on all the roles. And if you're not sure where those roles begin, then you either need to either do a lot of research or hire a consultant. The average consultant is going to cost anywhere between $500 and $1,000. That's what they charge to help you guide your book through. You don't always have to have that if you're willing to do a lot of the research so that you don't make a lot of mistakes. What I find a lot of people doing is writing up a book, doing it on their computer, and then putting it out there, and then they try to do the cover, and then they go to a publishing house that says, we'll charge you X amount of dollars to print your book. Not really publish your book, but to print your book. And there is a difference. They say it's publishing, but they're actually just printing your book. And they give you the copies. Some of them will say, well, we have a graphic design team. But they've got to be able to look inside that book and decide on what you're really trying to say with that cover. I find a lot of new artists putting their face on the cover of the book. That's not bad if you're a very beautiful woman, but the problem is people that may want to buy your book in Mexico may not be drawn to what you look like. So, again, you got a book that you're on. You like it, and your family likes it, and your cousin likes it. But the point really is that will that book really sell overseas to the Mexican or Latino community, to the German community? Or even if, it's, let's say you're white, do you really think that everybody black, just because they see your picture on the cover, is going to buy it? Or if you see somebody white on it? Now, it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means that you got to think about what you're doing before you do the cover and take the vanity out. So when you become a self-published author, taking on the role of becoming the publishing house, and you have to try to learn the bells and whistles. That's why a lot of them aren't working right, because they do the book, little guidance, or they talk to a friend of theirs that did a book, and I went over this to, and I won't mention some of the publishing houses' names, but they'll send you an email saying that, hey, we could publish your book, but you first got to figure out if you have a book. That's the first thing. So if you've got more than 400 pages in your book, then you've got too many books for an autobiography. The average small book, which is 6x9, should only be 250 to 275 pages. That's a hard, what they call now a soft hard cover. The reason why they call them soft hard covers is because a long time ago, books were either in soft covers or hard covers. But as companies develop the technique, it's a little bit harder than a soft cover, so it's in between a hard cover and a real soft cover. So they're called hard soft covers. And that's one of the companies that I truly like working with, CreateSpace. They've got a lot of the tools on there that can help you publish your book. And CreateSpace is owned by Amazon, which is an Amazon company, and they also own Kindle. So when I got my second book on Kindle, I signed an exclusive contract with the Kindle people that were owned by Amazon. So that way my book couldn't be distributed on the Nook and a lot of other places. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only Donis McClure. We're talking about going into self-publishing. And the big key word to self-publishing is understanding that publishing means you are now the publishing house. And if you can get a team together to help you put your book together, that's fine. The other thing you need to do, and it's not going to kill you, is find somebody that you really admire their writing style, what they write about, what they produce. I enjoyed Alexander Dumas. I enjoyed Homer. I also am wild about the work of Ken Burns. Ken Burns' name is Kenneth Lauren Ken Burns. He's born July 29, 1953. Why did I do that? Because I liked what Ken Burns was doing with his cinematography. I liked that he was a television writer. He's considered an American filmmaker, known for his style of using archival footage in photographs and in documentary films. He's mostly wide known for documentaries. He did a really great version of The Civil War. It was released in 1990. Civil War has received more than 40 major film and television awards. He's got 2 Emmys and 2 Grammys. He is considered the Producer of the Year from the Producers Guild of America. He's got a People's Choice Award, a Peabody Award, a DuPont Columbia Award, a D. Griffin Award, and they gave him $50,000 for the Lincoln Prize. As of 2010, Ken Burns has a wing at the Jerome Liebling Center for Film, Photography, and Video at Hampshire College. And in 2004, Burns received the S. Roger Horchow, or Horchow, H-O-R-C-H-O-W, Award for Greatest Public Service by a Private Citizen, an award given out annually by the Jefferson Awards. And I said all that to tell you that a lot of times you hear people say, well, I never heard of that author's name, or I didn't know if he was famous. You're not going to hear of every great author out there, but you find somebody that you truly like their writing style or how they develop their characters or what they're doing. And everybody, whether you're studying martial arts, whether you're doing painting, most of the greats find somebody that they like their style and they make their own style. So for the new writers, find somebody that you truly like. It could be a film producer. It could be Ken Burns. It could even be Shonda Rhimes. You know, she is really good at writing. And I want you to look at their stories, what they're talking about. I want you to look at people like J.K. Rowling. Well, let's go to Shonda Rhimes for a minute. Shonda is from Chicago, Illinois, and she is a great young screenwriter. I mean, she's doing really well with what she's doing. So again, maybe you want to pick her out before you go into your self-publishing, and you want to look at that and say to yourself, okay, I really want to work on that. Shonda Rhimes was born in Chicago, Illinois. She attended the university, and her mother, Vera, is a university administrator. Lee Rhimes is a college professor. That's her dad. Her mother attended college while raising 6 children and earned a Ph.D. in educational administration. In 1991, her father, who holds an MBA, is currently the chief information officer at the University of Southern California. Rhimes was living in Park Forest, Illinois. I don't know if she still lives there now, which is now University Park. She had 2 older brothers and 3 older sisters. She said she exhibited an early affinity for storytelling. They just had a lot of seminars 6 months ago, asking people, do they want to be storytellers or do they want to be writers, technical writers? And most of the people in the classes said that technical writing was boring and they really wanted to become storytellers. The storytellers are the ones that create amazing stories. And so you may be a better storyteller than you are following all the bells and whistles of how to write a story. And at that time, she spent as a hospital volunteer while in high school, sparked her interest in hospital environments. Rhimes attended Marion Catholic School in Chicago Heights before enrolling at Dartmouth, where she majored in English and Film Studies and earned her bachelor's degree in 1991. She joined the Black Underground Theater Association and divided her time between directing and performing in student productions and fiction. She wrote for the college newspaper, and after college, she relocated to San Francisco with an older sibling and worked in advertising at McCann Erickson. She subsequently relocated to Los Angeles to attend the University of Southern California and study screenwriting. While there at USC, Deborah Martin Chase hired her as an intern. Rhimes credits her early to mentors, like a prominent African-American producer who hired her as an intern at Denzel Washington's production company, Moody Lane Entertainment. Chase would later on serve as her mentor to Rhimes and work together on The Princess Diaries. Rhimes was ranked as the top of her class and earned the Gary Rosenberg Writing Fellowship. She obtained a Master's of Fine Arts degree from USC School of Cinematic Arts. So what I'm saying to you is, like, Dick Wolf is one of my greatest admirers. I like Dick Wolf, and we're going to talk about Dick Wolf. But I want you to understand that find somebody that you like. Study their writing style. And it doesn't have to be a writer. It doesn't have to be anybody in film. It could be a singer that you want to look at, how they present their songs, what they do, just so you get a flow of how to write a book. Then that way, you don't fumble with it, because you got to have a beginning, you got to have a middle, you got to have an end. And if you want to start a book about your life, you need to have somebody that you're looking at. They always talk a lot about in writing school, The Diary of Anne Frank. She only wrote that because they were in harm's way, staying up in an attic. Her father took the book after she was killed and got it published. And it's called The Diary of Anne Frank. And they liked the way that she wrote in her diary every day about what she was going through. I believe everybody has a book inside of them. I just want you to do it right so you don't waste a lot of time and a lot of money. And if you're going to go with a publishing company, ask the right questions. How much should my book cover be? How much is this going to be on a percentage? Are you going to get 70-30, 60-40? And are you going to market my book, or do I have to market my book? A lot of times we complain about publishing houses because they're just printing your book, and we say, well, they didn't do anything for me. Well, you didn't have a contract with them. And there are contracts out there that you can get. If you're going to be a self-published author, you're going to have to learn something about the business. Rather than complaining about my book didn't sell, or where do I sell my book, or like some authors say, Don, well, you work really hard. I work with a lot of networks that buy 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 copies of my book. So there's a different marketing strategy for me, but that came from experience. I was just talking to a young man the other day, and we had a really great conversation about his book and how he's a corporate trainer and what he does. So he's using part of those people help him market a book. But I want you to understand that when you become a self-published author, taking on the role of a person that evidently doesn't have your manuscript, and you want to do that. And the easiest way to write your book, I don't care what anybody tells you, is go to Microsoft Publishing, download the software called Microsoft Publisher, and it'll give you every page that you need. I want you to go on there and set up 250 pages, and when you open up that software, it's going to go from 1, as you number it, to 250. First thing you're going to lay on those pages are your cover design. It could be a blank page. Just say blank for cover. Then you know you got your cover, so you're down to 249. The next thing is the inside of the cover. That's going to be blank. So there's another page. What I do with my books, on the third page, I always have the printer print the identical cover of the front cover so that it remains inside the book, cover intro. And a lot of authors didn't do that. I developed that because I felt like it made people say, man, I get two of these covers. And it also helped the cover to stay intact physically. So you've got three pages working for you. Then you need an index page. Once you get your index page and your intro page or your preface or your prologue, what you want to do, have that so that when people open up the book to the third page, they can read what's about the book. Of course, on the back, you're going to have your picture and your information. And what you want to do is have that in the front. So this way, people can read what's inside your book. If you can get somebody to review your book, like when I did to have a friend, the company that in Canada that edited my book, They actually gave me an editing review, and I placed that in the front of my, to where I usually autograph my books in that particular book. So becoming a self-published author just means you're going to take all the steps to get your book out there if you want to continuously write other books. If you don't, if you just want to write a book, you're still a self-published author, but you got to understand what you're doing. You're only writing just so that you can enjoy what you've written. There's nothing wrong with that. If you're planning on going into the writing industry, then I suggest you learn what self-publishing really means. And you're going to find a lot of writers out there that's got books on the market, and that's really good. But self-publishing is a job. And it takes a lot to get your book out there and to get it sold. And I'm finding a lot of people that are complaining that they're not getting their book on the market, it's not moving, and why can't it move? And they're going to these book signings hoping to get rid of a lot of books, and we're going to talk about that in the second half. But I want you to understand that self-publishing means that you are taking on the role of the publisher. And if you're going to get a consultant, plan on spending $500 or $1,000 so they can guide you through the process and make sure it's somebody that understands the business, not somebody that tells you they got a book out so they know how to lead you down the right way. I get kind of frustrated when I hear all these authors wasting a lot of money and time buying 15, 20 books, and you don't have to sell books out of your trunk. You don't have to keep a stockpile of books at your house or in inventory. You don't have to do that. And we're going to talk about that again. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only. It is 7:51, and we are talking about becoming a self-published author. And I definitely want all the authors out there to, at least when they talk to me, tell me who they admire. The next time you hear an actor doing an interview, he's going to tell you, well, I admire Dustin Hoffman, or I studied up under this director, or I like the way that so-and-so did their acting in a part. Because you got to have something to work from. It's good that you want to write, but you got to find something that you like, whether it's Hitchcock or somebody new. You need to sit down and say, even watch the television series. I always watch Law and Order because Dick Wolf is one of the greatest TV writers. And today I was watching Blue Bloods, and just the one scene where they ended this little episode just blew me away because they did something that was so unusual to end this episode. So I want you to start looking at other episodes. Take your time. Don't be in a hurry to do a book before you at least study a few things. And you don't have to write anything over 250 pages in a 6x9 format, and you'll have a good book. So, again, I want you to think about that. And I don't care what anybody tells you. Anything over that, you can write 10 pages a day. Just 10 pages, and you will finish your book in 90 days if you just take your time. That's 10 pages a day. So you're not really rushed, and you're thinking your ideas out. What I do is usually design my covers first, put them on my wall so I can look at the characters, and I also put the characters in the front of my book so I know their names. And I found out that a lot of the general public like that. Like the movies, when you see a movie, they tell you who the stars are. And so they tell you what character the stars are playing. So as you're reading through the book, you already know that Troy is going to be Troy, Navaya is going to be Navaya, who the villains are, and it helps you pace. But if you're writing another style book, then you need to think about that. And again, it's all about writing style. And I want you to understand that one point so that you don't waste a lot of money. There's nothing wrong with everybody has a book inside of them that they want to write. I just want to see you do it right. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. I want you to hang with us for a minute. I got to play a track that I dedicated to my sister. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about being a self-published author. And yes, tonight's show is going to be a little bit long, but it's going to be so enjoyable. And then won't be calling me saying, you did a book, you don't understand how to do it, or you wasted a lot of time and a lot of money. Spent a lot of money to do it. I'm telling you, you can get it edited, done, and everything that you want to do for at least $750, maybe even $600, if you go about it right. And you can get your cover designs for a little bit of nothing from a company that I deal with. So, again, we're going to talk about that and how you want to market your book. But right now we're going to play What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, dedicated to my sister in Iowa, Yolanda Black, which will give me a few minutes to drink some water and stop crying over that last song. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about self-publishing. And I can guarantee you, you're going to be on a much better track.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, how you doing?
Recording, man.
Right on.
brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
And that's Marvin Gaye on the Donis McClure Show. The number is 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to listen in, or you can go to the internet and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Donis McClure. We're talking about being a self-published author. And, of course, this subject is going to have to be done in part one, part two, part three, just to get you an idea. But I really want you to understand that you are the publisher when you start self-publishing. Doesn't mean you're the printer. It means you're the self-publisher. When you get with a company like CreateSpace, they're going to walk you through. The reason why I suggest being with them a lot, because they're connected to Amazon. So once you get through with CreateSpace, they're going to put the book on Amazon. They're also going to give you a Kindle account if you decide to have that. But they're also going to give you a KDP account. So if you want to do your formatting, well, let's say an ebook, a Kindle book, they charge $69 to format your book. So that's why I said it won't cost you an arm and a leg. And they take what you've written in the written style and they format it so that it's an ebook. It's in my ebooks and a lot of authors' ebooks. Some of us sign exclusive contracts. So that means that the Nook, actually, which is Barnes and Noble, is not supposed to carry my book because Amazon gives me the rights and the particulars and the bells and whistles because I'm a signed contract with them. Now, my second book, they kind of had a little battle because they wanted Romantic Images of You, which was on the Nook and on Smashword and a couple of other sites. And so we went back and forth immediately. They said, well, Don, you know you belong to us. I said, yeah, I know, but they need to have that book. But that's why you won't find my books on a lot of other sites. And when it comes to sites like Books A Million and stuff like that, they're just resellers, so that's good. But you have to understand what you're going through. So when I did my price point, because I wanted to be a full-time author, and this is important, $4.99 plus shipping tax, so that they come out to at least $30 a book. Why? Because if I did 4 books a day, I ended up having $100. Now, you can write this down. I want you to take the amount of $56, because what I looked at was my book price and the merchandising of the cups, the tea, the coffee with the emblems on it, the posters. So I said, if I could get $56 a person and I can do 82 people, and you can do the math, $56 times 82 people comes out to $4,592. That's only 82 books. So I don't have to be on the New York Times bestseller list. If I do 164 books, now you've got at least $9,000. So if you want to make at least $25,000, $50,000, $30,000, all you need to sell is at least 984 books divided by 12 months. And that's 82 books. So you set your target market. You say, I want to sell 30 books in Dallas, 30 books in Houston, and I sell 30 books in New York, and I got 30 books or 15 books in Cincinnati, you'll have your 82 books. So it's not that hard to do. If you break it down, you say, okay, I need 82 books. That's 8 areas. It could be 8 states, 8 neighborhoods. You can say 8 regions. But if you break it down to 82, I promise you, which is not that hard of a sale. That's why I say you now, that's what the publishing company does. They sit down and say, okay, how many books do we need to sell? Where do we need to sell them? How do we get them out there? So you do the math. You do 56 times 82, and I promise you, you'll come up with $4,592. I think I need to get my calculator this year, but no. So if you understand that, then you won't be pricing your hardcover books at $5, $10, because you really can't make anything out of that. And you're going to run into a few people who are going to say, well, that's kind of high. You tell them, I'm not trying to sell to you, because you're not going into this. You're going in to be a full-fledged author. You're not going into it so that you could spend your money and your time and go to a book signing. Let's say you go to a book signing in Detroit and you leave Chicago and you drive. Let's just say that the book signing says they're going to have a lot of people. They take your book up there that only has a few pages or whatever, but you got it priced at $10. Let's say $10.99. Let's say even $18. All right, so you got it at $18. You got to add in the cost to drive there or to fly there. If you're going to stay for 2 days, now you got hotel costs, or unless you're staying with a friend. So let's just say you stay at a cheap hotel for $65 a night. Now you got to pay the person who's giving the book signing, let's just say $100. So now you got that cost. You got to be there all day. Let's say it's a 6-hour event. That means you're standing there for 6 hours. And if you're not selling your book at $18 or $20, if it's only a $3 book or a $5 book, guess what you're making? $3 an hour if you can get your expenses back. So now on Mondays or Tuesdays, I do mine Tuesdays and Thursdays. I sit down and see how many books I've sold during the week, how many books I sold during the day, and how many books I sold during the month. And I keep a tally of it. So when you become a self-published author, you got to tally up where your books are being sold and how your books are being sold. And you do need your own website outside of Amazon and the rest of them, because you can control your book sales outside of them and make even more money. You have your own website. You can send people directly to there. They can buy your books directly from your website. You can use PayPal. And what will happen is that money will go right into your account that day. And then you call your publishing house, which is CreateSpace or whoever it is, and you say, I need for you to ship a book to so-and-so, or I need for you to ship a book to so-and-so. And they're going to charge you the base cost of the book and the shipping fee. That's the way the publishing house does it. They ship their books directly. So if you get into the frame of mind of saying, what do I need as an author? Self-published author, you need your own website, one that functions, one that you can promote, And you also need to know that you're going into this and you want to get yourself, if you're going to be a full-time self-published author, you need to file for LLC so that you can write off a lot of things on tax when you get rid of your books. So that then you start saying, okay, I'm going to create a bank account and I'm going to have a check drawn, even if I don't cash it. I'm going to say I make $100 a week. And you're going to put that aside and say, okay, this is what I'm making. And you'll be able to gauge yourself. But you don't have to be in this industry and make zero. You don't have to struggle and wonder where you're going. If you go about understanding what a self-published author is, we got a lot more to talk about that. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only Donis McClure. We've got another track that I want to play for you. And again, I love my audience. I mean, we are growing by leaps and bounds. I want to play a track because I want you to think about this stuff, and I want you to think about how well you want to do this, and I just want you to get the right advice and follow it right, and you'll be able to measure your success if you sit around saying, man, I mean, what happened? Why isn't my book selling? Why I don't have the right cover? And why I don't do these other things? So we're going to talk about that, and it's okay to make some errors when you're just going into it. Let's play this track by a young lady who lives out of the country. She's in Scandinavia, and I think she's really good, and we're going to basically have a great time listening to her story called Based on a Thousand True Stories.
Carefree days to night, and would guard us, she said, that we would fear nothing. But now I see the flawless heart, whose only wish is to be right, feels how it's beaten for nothing. Thank you. none of this can happen on its own. They said it's based on a thousand true
That was a really great track that I was talking about. You know what? Again, we were looking at some things, trying to get people to understand, and that's probably why you didn't hear the $56, because my line was off. And again, we're talking about how to publish a book. We missed it a little bit. We played a track. But we were talking about if you charge $56 for your item, your book and something else, you'll end up with $4,500. And as an author, you want to go into this thing with understanding how to price point your book, how to get your book marketed. And the first thing is, I'm telling you, get that, and it will lay your book out. It will help you understand page by page. And when you're ready to go to a company like CreateSpace, you'll upload it in a PDF file. And so once you do the PDF file, what's going to happen is, you'll be able to see your book on screen. They're going to show you exactly what it looks like. That's kind of why I like actually working with CreateSpace. It's one of the biggest publishing houses connected to Amazon and really just doing a good job out there. So, again, I want you to think about that. And if you're really just not sure, the best thing you can do before you go into self-publishing is just ask some good questions. So when you do your book, and I'm telling you, look at guys like Dick Wolf. Look up his name. He writes for television, and he is super great. I mean, I really enjoy the way Dick Wolf writes. He works with a lot of screenwriters. He does a lot of the things that you see out there on television. He's an American television producer specializing in crime dramas such as Miami Vice, Law & Order franchise. He's an Emmy Award, and a Star on Hollywood has his name on it in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And he was born in 1946, December 20th. So, again, I want you to look up somebody that you like. And just for a minute, just look at what they do and how they do it. And then develop your own style. That's the best way to go into self-publishing, is understanding that you are now the publisher. So you're responsible for all the bells and whistles, the marketing, the direction, cover design, and getting the right people around you to help you produce your book. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Our system went out for a minute, so I guess you couldn't hear everything I was saying. But again, I want you to think about it. If you have any questions that you want to ask, please write me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. That's publications with an S. You can reach me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. And just ask me what you want to know, and I'll guide you as best I can over the phone or the internet. And like I said, starting next month, I'm going to be working with my intern, or I'm going to be mentoring Tahara Shaw. And I know she's going to have some great books coming out. I'm really wild about the way she thinks, what she's trying to do. But again, if you need some help, there's a lot of good resources out there. You don't have to be taken for your money, and you don't have to lose a lot of money. So again, I want you to think about that. And I just want you to get on the right track. But self-publishing, I can't say it enough, that now you are the publisher. Not the printer, not the art designer, but you are the publisher. You're the head, and you have to tell everybody what you want from them. And you can't be shy about it. They're doing a cover that you don't like, tell them. If they got it going in a certain way you don't like it, tell them, because now you are the boss. You are the head of the publishing company, and you're getting your book published. And you don't have to take what they say to you as gospel. You can say, look, I'm just not feeling that. So your book should not be any more than 250 pages for a 6x9 book that's going to be called a short read. And I'm telling you, just concentrate and try to do 10 pages a day. You don't have to do it every day. But just say, you know what, I'm going to get some time, I'm going to write me 10 pages today, maybe even 20. Set yourself a goal, 90 days to finish your book. Do it in Microsoft Publisher, and you'll see your pages develop. And it's going to show you what the pages look like. Get ready to print it. Get you a copy in a PDF format. Still take a look at it. Share it with somebody else. See what they think about your book. Before you design your cover, there's some design houses that I can give you the addresses to, and you can pick out what kind of cover you want. And we'll walk step by step getting your book designed. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, and my producer had to come up and tell me, Don, I think your mic is off. I said, yeah, I think so too, man. But it's a joy talking to you, and, man, I just don't know all the things I got to say tonight. We're going to play a track that we played last week by Janet Jackson called Burn It Up, and when we come back, we've got some more to talk about being a self-published author, and if you got any questions, just email me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net.
Yeah. burn it up.
Woo! Okay, now we were talking about publishing. When I did my book, To Have a Friend, I'm with a company called CreateSpace, which is owned by Amazon. They asked you, do you want to turn your book into a Kindle? They didn't ask me how many pages was in the book. They said, take a look at the book's format and tell you how much it costs. So they took a look, and it came in at $69. So they took all the information from the files they already had. I didn't have to upload anything else. And they turned To Have a Friend into a Kindle. The first book that I had in the Kindle format was done by a young lady, California, named Chris Martin. She got my book into a Kindle format for my Amazon people and for Smashwords. After she developed the books, she sent it in as a Kindle format book. In 1 week, I got an email. Actually, she called me on the phone and told me to look at my ranking. And she had put the book into a Kindle format, Romantic Images of You. That book was ranked as one of the top 100 highest paid authors in America by Kindle for Romantic Images of You. In 1 week after the book was turned into a Kindle, it went from number 93 in the top 100 to number 95 to number 98, and then I got booted off by John Grisham, became number 99, and I was out of that. But for one whole week, I was on the top 100, and again, Chris Martin in California, works for a successful black newspaper, turned that book that I had into a Kindle format for Smashwords, and then we moved it over to the people that were on the Nook, and we moved it over to the people that were in Kindle. And that's when I signed my exclusive contract, the Kindle people, and the book's not supposed to be over there, but it's already done. Worry about it later. But I'm telling you, the most you should want to spend becoming a self-published author on your first book, maximum, should be no more than $750. And I don't care where you go, who you talk to, what you do, any more than that, and you don't have to even spend that if you get your cover design, kind of know what you're doing. The editing cost usually is where your money comes into play. Getting the book published on companies like CreateSpace, you will not pay $1,500. You will not pay $1,000. There's one company out there telling you that you need to pay them $99 a month for 12 months or $198 2 years or for 12 months, and they'll do all the bells and whistles for you. Self-publishing means you're going to find out how to do the bells and whistles. And you shouldn't have to spend an arm and a leg. Like I said, $750 should be your budget, and that's including getting your book done, your editing, and everything else that you need. So, and I'll challenge any producer, any author, any whatever out there, if they're spending any more than that, then they're throwing their money away because they're not going about it right. You don't have to spend that kind of money. And people come to me every day and say, well, Don, what do you think? I say, you know, it depends on what your editing cost is going to do. That's going to be the majority of your costs. The writing time is going to be involved and getting your cover design. And even if you want it on an ebook, if it's just 80 pages, you do not have to spend an arm and a leg. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm enjoying the show. I've got some more tracks to play. We're going to be on for an extended half an hour. We've been talking about becoming a self-published author, the pros and cons. And the pros and cons are you don't have to spend a lot of money, but you do need to find out how to write, which is why I said study somebody else's book. Look at what they did. Study some of the movies like Dick Wolf. Watch the stuff that Shonda Rhimes does and pick out other producers. Go back and get some of them 1930 movies and look at some of those and see what the writing style was, because eventually you want your book to become a movie. So get the intrigue into your book. Beginning, the middle, and the end is so very important. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a ball with you tonight. We've got some more tracks to play. And again, we're talking about the pros and cons. Extra half an hour to the show. So we're going to talk a little bit more after we play this track by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Those are my guys, and they've got a track called Boogie Wonderland. And when we come back, we're going to play a couple of more PSAs. And if you can stick around, we're going to talk more about self-publishing. We'll be right back. Yeah. Okay, I just got a question on an email that asked me, are my ebooks $24.99 and $30? And I said, no. When I do my ebook, I talk to Kindle or look at the representatives and they say, okay, Don, the top price we can allow a book to go on the market as an ebook is $9.99. So I do my books on my ebooks at $9.99. Now I'm seeing a couple of other authors who have books a little bit higher than my $9.99. But the ebook industry is not based on how many pages you have for an ebook. And at least talk to the Create Space people with your book and get your price points. And it's going to show you a scale where how much you can charge for your ebook. And it's going to say, if you do this, this is what you could do. And it's also going to depend on the inside material. If you have a lot of images in your book, it's going to be a different price point. So again, I think the best thing you could do as a self-published author, knowing that you are in control, is to say, where can I get some good advice so that I take step by step, finish my book off in at least 6 months, and then have my book out there. But you won't have to worry about where it's going, how it's going, and all this stuff if you take control of being a self-published author. And the next step you're going to have to understand, look at Shonda Rhimes and them. They're around advertising agencies. So they understand how to market and get in. And even she had a mentor. Somebody kind of guided her through the industry. You do need a mentor or a consultant if you can get one. But again, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg on your book. My book started off at $24.99, the hard copy, $9.99 for my ebook. And I put that together based on the conversations I was having with other established authors and with my consulting team at createspace.com, which is an Amazon company. That's why I choose them a lot. So, again, I'm not knocking the other publishing houses, but I don't want to see you spending a lot of money, have a lot of books in your trunk and at home, then you can't figure out why. It's because you don't have to have that many books on hand. Set yourself a market. If you take $35 for my new book and do that times 82 sales, or you take $24.99 times 30 sales, which is a book a day, you add that up and you'll know what you're doing. But the very first part is to find somebody that you kind of like their writing style. Just look at them. You don't have to copy them. But just get a feel of how do you start your book? Where does your intro begin? Why are you doing an intro in a certain way? And then just sit down and look at it. Once you get your intro done and your characters developed, if it's that kind of book, now if it's a cooking book, if it's a health book, I always tell children writers, if you want to do a good book, look at Dr. Seuss. You can't beat following him. He's one of the best children writers in the world. Even when you're in martial arts, you have somebody that you study. I think they're called sensei. But I'm telling you, for children writers, follow Dr. Seuss's pattern. See what he wrote, the size of the letters in the book, how many pages are in the book. But they all don't have to be the same, but you'll have a gauge to work from. That's all I'm trying to tell you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got to take a quick PSA, and when I come back, we've got 10 more minutes into the show where we're going to talk a little bit more about the pros and cons of publishing. And you really shouldn't have a problem if you kind of follow or just ask questions before you do the book so you don't call and say, hey, I lost a lot of money.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone. Story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit MichiganCommunityAction.org or call 855-MI-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.
Hey, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday. We got a few hitches here and there, but we're doing fine. We're talking about the pros and cons of becoming a self-published author, and that's actually a long topic, so we won't be able to get everything in tonight. But I just want you to understand that when you become a self-published author, you are becoming the publishing company. And then you have to make some really good decisions on your writing skills, what you do, your cover designs, how to market your book, and all these things that a publisher would do because now you are a self-published author. And if you're with a publishing company, then you got to know the right questions to ask so that you can ask them right questions and get the right answers. But even before then, if you want to start your book off and you want to do it simple, publisher, and I promise you, as you do each page, you'll be able to see your book develop. And you can always write and send me copies of what you're working on, and we'll see what we can do for you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The time is 8:38. We've had a joy talking about this stuff, and, again, it's been fun. I'm going to get ready to get out of here. And my producer was like, man, you didn't get to act crazy tonight. I said, no, we were a little bit more serious tonight. But I want to thank everybody, basically, for listening to the show. And, like I said, you can write me at Don S. McClure at DSM Publications, and I'll try to answer all your questions about becoming a self-published author, and I'll try to direct you as best I can. So again, I want to say good night. I'm going to play this track called Call the Law, and we're going to get out of here. It's by Outkast. Got a couple of little bad words in it, too, because I couldn't find the clean copy. So overlook that. I hope I don't get in trouble. But I'm going to say good night. It's 8:39.
And booster on the peace tree, they K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Wow, first wow, the love now. Then now, comes now. The Memphis Whoople, one baby, two baby, three baby, campus baby.
Welcome to my world, ocean first mountain. Welcome to her world, ocean first mountain. Call me the poor girl, cause I love to fight them. Call her the poor girl, cause she loves to fight them. I'm quite sweet.
my best, that's good enough. I don't know what to say. I'm the king of this castle. Come on, baby. Hold up, hold up.
Well, that's going to be it for me tonight. And as I said, it was a little bit more serious show tonight. I enjoyed it. I hope you got a lot out of it. If you have any questions, email me at donsmcclure@dsmpublications.net. I'll try to answer your questions. But don't have to spend a lot of money to become a self-published author. Just have to put in a lot of work because you are now the publishing company. And you need to understand what a support publisher, is what they're called. That's what Kindle and CreateSpace and Arthur House and anybody else, they're your support publisher, unless they're going to take on all the mechanics of being your publisher, which most of the companies are just printing books for you. So again, I've enjoyed it. You got a lot out of it. It was long, and I just had to get some of the information in, and still I couldn't cover it all. But before you start your book, just find some writing styles that you like. If you need some advice, don't forget to give me an email. Give me a shout-out. You listen to the Donis McClure Show. That's it for me till next Friday. I've got Michelle L. Anderson coming on my show. She has a group called Love Logical, and we're going to talk about the Love Logical group. I've enjoyed it. I'm going to say good night. Have a good weekend. And, yes, I'm going out tomorrow night and dance my tutu off. So be careful, be safe, and I'll see you next Friday. And, yes, we've reached 124,000 crazy people out there that love the Don McClure Show, and I love them very much. Good night. Enjoy yourself. Goodbye.